Hey, do, do, do.
Are we ready, Daddy?
I think we're ready.
Gary Berry?
Wait, I'm...
Gary Bear?
Are you stumbling upon something?
Dude, it is blue as shit. Why are you so sad, Jay?
Blue ain't your color.
I'm blue.
I would suck off 10 guys. Come on.
I'm blue. I'm a suck off 10 guys. I'm a suck off 10 guys.
Oh, that hits different. We're on 60 here.
60.
6-0.
How old I feel right now.
Oh, yeah. You're sicky poo, huh?
Yeah, I'm a little sicky poo.
How'd that happen, dude?
One of the people at the wedding I was on and lived was staying in a house with my aunt was sick all week.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So
redo
my
COVID.
My sister got sick too.
Patient zero.
It doesn't feel like COVID. It's a very light head.
It looks like COVID.
Yeah. It looks like cancer. It looks like post chemo.
Yeah. So Garrett's in chemo for the 30th year.
I'm not 30.
For the 21st year, for the ninth,
the 30th round.
Yeah,
30th round.
Couple ninth double year up years. 21.
Yep.
Speaking of age, you're old.
I'm the youngest of all.
You look
old.
Why would you do that?
He looks older.
I'm younger than all of you.
You look older than all of us combined.
Why did you even do that?
I'm currently a year younger.
You just body bagged us on so many levels there.
Yeah,
we're older than
you're
him.
Both 29
and he looks like a children.
I'm 28.
No, he's in chemo.
Child
dude.
Of the corn.
I am you younger are. And I look younger than both.
You look like you only eat fucking corn.
Yeah, well,
what you look like.
You look like he looks like he eats cornmeal.
Sounds like a healthy diet. That's what the ancient Indians used to survive off. So,
but Jay, you need to. You can't just show up with the ski mask.
Why not?
You can't show up to work in a ski mask. This is HR.
He just got back from a Target.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I just got done.
He just got done grocery shopping.
Walmart was lit.
I love how
all
your
my boys
you,
were in
like
this.
You can't help but have buck teeth with that thing on. It's incredible.
Oh yeah, that fucking
the
fuckers.
Little chipmunk teeth are incredible.
That guy's fucking out there, isn't he?
Yeah, he looked like Kodak Black in that one interview.
Yeah.
I love it.
I hope so.
Clips will be these clips are gonna be gold. It's just gonna be like two normal dudes.
Dude, to you.
I will say this has a limited life on it because it's hotter than all shit.
Yeah, it heated up really fucking quick. We turned that air off. It dropped 10 degrees almost instantly.
Yeah,
and it was barely doing
it dropped
anything.
10 degrees. It got
it's
colder.
Colder.
Yeah, it's
colder.
Actually colder.
It dropped and it went.
Yeah,
in a
it
worse
feels
direction.
Hotter, but it's way colder.
Yeah. Yeah. Last episode before spooky season officially kicks off, even though I
are we doing
has.
Spooky? I was spooked up, dude.
Wait, have we fallen down yet? It's fall right now, right?
No. Yeah.
It's the 21st. Yeah, we just got fucking pumpkin wine, dude. It's on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Pumpkin wine.
I don't know. What is the official
21st, I think.
I think it goes by the Starbucks when they come out with the pumpkin spice again.
Well then that was September.
Oh, I got 1st. A 2-for-1 PSA. I got a 2-for-1 fucking PSA.
Oh,
dude,
you're fucking sick as shit.
First day
dude, people have been talking shit about you, but I got your back right now. That's lit. Yeah, 2-for-1 pumpkin spice.
PSL's fat too.
What do they do anything else?
Does
pumpkin
that stand
spice.
For penis sucking lips.
Yes.
Sick.
Do they do anything else? Like, do I have to get a latte?
Anything with like pumpkin or spice? no, it's anything that's of the season. So you could get like fucking pumpkin oat milk.
Oh,
super special drink.
Eat shit. A double pump of pumpkin.
You could get a double.
Wait, what's the deal?
You get it's 2-for-1. At least when I went. Or maybe I just looked very in season. I don't know.
It's 2-for-1 after
you look
like
spooky.
After like noon or 1 p.m. or something.
I'm pretty sure that's all of fall.
Or it's like 2-for-$2.50, whatever weird thing they do these days.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it is 2-for-1 after like
3 p.m.
or something.
Every
or it could be like
Tuesday?
Late in the day.
Yeah.
After whatever time you should not be drinking fucking coffee again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like sure you want to?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, this is gonna be a quick.
You have to keep it on now, or else you're.
I'll keep it on for a little bit longer, and then you know we'll fill it out. Garrett, I don't know if you have news this week.
I have a little bit of news, but you seem like you got something.
Well, this is the biggest news.
I have a poem too.
Let's save that. I don't want to get too razzled up that quickly. I don't want to be bricked up for the rest of the pod after you poem me down. Biggest news of the week by far, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Travis Kelce.
Putting Travis Kelce on the map.
Putting Travis Kelce. Okay. This is the thing with this. We've known about the Swift army.
Yes,
the
swarming.
The
swarm.
The
swarm?
The
Swift, is that what it's called?
It should be.
The Swift Army Knives.
I like that.
That also works with swarm, too.
Yeah.
Swift Army. The Swift Entry?
Swift Entry?
Maybe. How about Swiftarchy? The Swiftarchy.
Swiftarchy.
Swiftarchy? Yeah,
like the anarchy, but it's the Swiftarchy.
You're so good. Okay. I've known about them. I've known that they do crazy things, that they're a rabid fan base of just craziness. Mm-hmm. It's never crossed over into anything that I even remotely give a fuck about.
Or paid attention to.
Or paid attention to. It's always some fucking... These people are fucking nuts.
Are you getting into the stat sheet?
Well, let me guess, you saw a girl with hella ass at a Swiss
concert. No, I'm not into the Swiss. I'm just amazed that her fan base is this crazy. And I'm sure I'm late to the game on it, but like I was saying, it's just never... I've never given a flying fuck.
Yeah.
But now it's... They've got... Okay, these are the notes that I took on the things that they've done so far. So he's been dating her for confirmed like 4 days at this point.
4 days?
Like since the game was like they were coming out.
Party. Yeah, so she went to the game and she was in the box. They have gone through every piece of media that he's ever been in ever in his entire life. One of them, they found a practice fight that he was in and they're calling for assault charges. And they're also worried that Taylor Swift should get a fucking restraining order so that he doesn't beat her.
Oh,
from a practice football fight. They're maniacs. And then they found an interview one time where he did a fuck, marry, kill, and she was in it.
All his mom.
And he picked her as the fuck, not the Mary. So they're like, oh, it's not meant to be. Well, and this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't let him fuck yet, so he's still trying to do
it. Do you think he's fucked?
After 4 days? No, dude.
Well, they've been officially dating for four days.
Yeah, they were kind of...
They've been rumored.
They were under the radar, rumored for a couple weeks. And he was in his podcast. He was saying how they, like, after the game, they slipped away in their getaway vehicle. And he said it all like, ooh, we snuck off to do our thing, kind of.
Oh, so along with the sneaking away, there was like 1,000 people outside of her box at the game.
Which box?
The football box.
She was in she was in the Kelsey family box.
Okay.
But so there's like 1,000 people just standing out there, like, because they probably didn't even go to the game for football. They're just standing
where's Swift? I'm the Swarmy.
They had to sneak her out in a popcorn machine.
They had to sneak her in a popcorn machine?
They had to sneak her out in a popcorn. That's a real video.
Shut the fuck up.
In a popcorn machine. And there's like 10 people are like, yeah, she's in there.
They stuck her on a popcorn machine? That's incredible.
No, was she like storing from inside of it? Like, all right, I'm in.
Well, there was workers who were like, yeah, that's Taylor Swift in this popcorn box.
That's incredible.
There goes Taylor, and she's in that popcorn thing.
And there's
she doesn't just have enough security to like her. She gets swarmed like that anywhere she goes.
Yeah, it's I'm sure they're like security is still you're just gonna get swarmed.
That's true.
What.
I guess she's usually also in a place where she could probably slip out the back door somewhere. If you're in a box,
she's in a stadium. She has to make her way out.
Stadium, yeah.
It's a swarmy of people.
I want to know this. How many people do you think are gonna learn football
because of
this? Oh. Like just so that they can know how good of a boyfriend.
How good
Travis Kelce is for Taylor Swift. They're going to, like, we're going to get a whole new, his jersey sales are up 400%.
400%?
Yeah. 400% jersey sales.
Yeah.
Really?
There's going to be a ton of women learning football because of this.
Did you see the thing that she had a cheat sheet?
Did she?
There's a picture of a cheat sheet for the game of when she should cheer and what's good.
No,
now you're making things
up.
Who
would have taken a picture of that?
I'm just reporting the news,
brother.
That's
made up.
This is the news with Jay.
But
is this good?
Yeah, let's.
It should be.
But. Apparently, the Chiefs Bears. I mean, Chiefs games probably would draw a large crowd,
mm-hmm.
but they're playing the Bears. God awful! It was the most watched game of the week.
Oh, for sure.
24 million viewers, and then on top of that, the viewership for that game increased a 63% increase with women, just for that game.
How do they know that?
I'm sure they just polled like a certain amount of women,
maybe,
and then they say, "Hey, did you watch the week's game before?" No. Did you watch this week's game? Yes.
How do they know that? They don't know that.
Which games did you watch?
And then Travis Kelce,
the one with Taylor Swift.
Travis Kelce got 350,000 more new Instagram followers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how we know how many it is. It's that many.
Dude, the videos of people seeing that he's like officially dating her, like girls reacting, is the most unreal shit I've ever seen in my life.
Because they like actually give a whole like whole actual fuck. Right?
It's literally just like showing the article that shows they're dating and girls are just, ah!
Wait, do that again for the cam. dude, please, come on. No, I need the clip.
I did it for the cam.
Do
it's
it
on
one
the
more
cam.
Time.
No, I'm not doing it again.
It'd say fuck you or something.
Fuck you.
just because I need that.
Some other fun stats on that. Travis and J- or yeah, Travis and Jason Kelce's podcast went to number one on Apple the next week after that.
Oh, dude, I'm sure they scoured through every single thing.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying to bring him down.
And then interest, he's gonna go down. Interest in Chiefs tickets for the rest of the season were viewed like triple the amount they were the week before. Because girls are probably gonna want to go to the game just to see Taylor in the box.
Yeah, they think she's gonna be there every game.
Oh, she probably will.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
She just finished that massive tour. She's probably off for a couple
I just
years.
Had no idea she just was that fucking artist? Big, dude.
She's the biggest artist on earth. For
I know, but it's
years.
Never it's never crossed over. I've never gotten to witness it.
I guess our fans are like that crazy.
I gotta do it.
For listening to us every fucking week.
That's fair. They're equally crazy. There's not as many of them.
Yeah, dude. If we were in a box somewhere, in somebody's box somewhere.
If we were stuffed up in someone's box.
If we were up in somebody's box, you know how crazy they'd be.
Dude,
doing?
If you're not in a box, what are you doing?
You'd be he's in a piece of popcorn. You have to go fucking. Mm-hmm. He's on his.
You gotta get snuck out of the corner.
He's in that soda. He's in that soda right there.
If I had a dollar for every time I had to sneak you guys out in a corn dog machine.
Garrett's in between two fucking buns. They're just fucking carrying his ass out.
How gnarly will it be for the hatred that he will receive if they ever break up?
I think he's gonna go down.
Oh, he's definitely gonna go down. They don't want him.
No.
Think about it. What is Taylor Swift known for?
Eating and chewing up and spitting out guys.
Breakup songs.
Yeah. It's going to be huge. He's going to hit her, dude.
You're a Taylor Swift fan, what do you want for
songs.
The next album?
Song. Yeah.
Do you want to hear about how happy she is?
Mm-mm.
You want to hear songs about, oh, I'm in love and I love him.
And
love you
want to
hear about,
I hate him and I'm angry.
They're going to be, I can't wait. Holy shit. I cannot wait for they break up. The next hit song is going to have so many football references in it.
He was on the 20.
Would be lit if Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl. She was supposed to do the Super Bowl this year. Probably be the first time that's ever happened.
Definitely. Boyfriend, what are the odds of that happening?
Guy playing and girlfriend performing.
That's a first.
But she
time
turned it down.
Power couple.
I guarantee she like if they are looking like they're going to make it. Or if they're even still dating at the
She's going to cameo with Usher.
Because who was supposed to play and they got canceled? I think it was Lizzo. I swear to God. It was supposed to be Lizzo and she got canceled, basically.
Yeah.
So then they offered it to Taylor Swift and she turned it down. But I bet she'll take it if they're still in the running.
Dude, if Lizzo was playing all
I
the
think
linemen.
Usher just signed officially.
Oh, really? Yeah, I bet she'll come out.
Dude, if Lizzo was playing, that would be the first ever like Super Bowl thing that all the linemen are just like, yo.
All of them are like, yo, can we skip the halftime? We need to go check it out. Dude, I'm about to say what's up after this.
It'd be the first time a halftime performer is suited up to play O-line in the second half.
She's fucking in. We got Lizzo at center.
The first time a player on the field performs.
Yeah.
And she's got stats,
and
too.
She's, five sacks going in the half.
Five sacks on offense. Fuck it. She's on playing both sides.
Yeah, she's playing both ways.
Yeah.
If Lizzo's on the team, you think you're going to waste her on one side of the field?
No both way. Sides, yeah.
Nose tackle and center.
Nose tackle, center, running back.
Running back.
Try to bring that down.
Quarterback? Are you going to tackle her?
By the way, have you seen the video of the BBL basketball league where the lady fucking busts her knee?
Oh, yes. She snapped her leg.
Have you seen that? It's one of the best videos of all time. It's just
BBL.
I'm pretty sure it's literally called like the BBL basketball league.
Yeah. Or it's all these ladies with obvious fake BBLs. Asses. And one of them's just like, they're all terrible. They're like slapping the ball and she just fucking...
I don't
think her shit.
She literally like snapped her leg.
Oh yeah,
like I don't think it was her knee. Like she snapped her leg.
She's gonna be on a fucking like a hobble foot.
She just
for
had
a while.
Way too much.
Wait, like knee went backwards with it or what?
No.
Toes touched upper thigh, like front thigh.
So the knee went fucking
reverse.
What's up with it?
She snapped the fucking
hyperextend knee frontwards,
and it fucking bent up. Like say what's up?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, she's got that BBL, so much weight on it, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Not designed for that much load bearing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not.
That's so many loads.
You can't get. They got lower bone density.
Yeah. Oh, that's good shit.
But that was my big news. It just had to be talked about.
That was good. There's some crazy people out there.
I've got a conspiracy, but I don't know if we want to jump right into it.
No, absolutely,
dude. You're getting us with all this poem conspiracy. Come at us. Well,
okay. So
he has a poem.
Is it a poem conspiracy?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. I it was a poem about spooky season, but I don't know.
Read it. Read the poem. Read the poem. Read the poem. Read the poem. You gotta do it now.
No, it was. I just had ChatGPT read it. It's not.
Read it. Read it.
I wanted to open.
He's been working on it for hours.
I wanted to
blame it on ChatGPT.
I wanted to open the episode with it.
Read it.
It's actually kind of good, so it's not even funny.
Read it.
Like, it's just a good poem.
Just read it.
It's also way too long.
No, give me it.
He wrote this. This was not ChatGPT.
No, I could show you.
It's gonna say by Garibo.
Well, I don't. I just thought the first.
Races it.
I just thought the first line was funny because you'll enjoy this. The moon, a pale ghost in the night's abyss, cast shadows long where mysteries persist. In haunted houses and cornfields wide, ghosts and goblins begin their eerie stride.
Ooh. I'm gonna, is it more?
Oh, it's,
don't
it's,
stop.
It's long.
Don't stop.
Pumpkins carved with faces aglow, their flickering eyes in the darkness they show, a spectral dance of leaves in the breeze as whispers of legends rustle through the trees.
Go orange for this.
The air grows cold, the nights grow long as the spirits emerge with their spectral song.
Spectral dawn.
In the heart of October, where magic abounds, spooky season enchants with its haunting sounds.
Ooh.
So embrace the chill, the shadows, the night. In spooky season's embrace, it's quite a sight. For in the world of ghosts and dreams, spooky season's magic forever gleams.
Wow.
That doesn't get you gassed up for a little spook.
It gets me gassed up, but it also makes me think how fucking gay you have to be to write poems.
You have to want ass now.
Yeah, no, that like, wasn't.
It's like, been too long.
That wasn't in my notes.
Like,
That was a ChatGPT.
Out of all the ways there is to get pussy, poetry. At some point in time, the 1700s, they're like, we need to write more. Dude, but I'm just saying that if that can't be your first choice, right? Like, you're out there, single dude. You try 10 other things before you try writing poetry, right? Or do you go, if you go straight to poetry?
No, it's fun when no one else knows how to fucking write, though. Like, you start throwing in words like doth and hath.
Like,
ooh.
It was, and mayhap. Where doth art thou? Like
fuck, I'm horned
where doth that ass?
Yeah. Poets were probably getting mad clam back in the days when that was, like, the coolest thing. But yeah. Now it's like, if you're going
to
do poetry,
I think wenches didn't even know how to fucking understand what they're saying back then.
That's why they're probably just they were so enamored by it. They're like, whoa, I don't even know.
Think about your, like, town poet, how ass he was compared to, like, fucking Shakespeare back then.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying. You could just fucking be out there. You have three rhymes.
Yeah. That guy was banging everyone's wife.
It's like the first caveman that learned how to fucking talk or something. Like, guy's getting ass somehow.
The first caveman to learn how to talk?
Yeah,
he's getting more ass. He's like, yo, come back to my place. And they're like, fuck.
Yeah, he's the only guy that can say come back to my place.
What if that's how book club started? Some fucking poet would just swindle all the wives into a house one night a week and just fucking rail them all? Like, oh, we're going to book club.
Church.
Yeah,
it was church.
Church started.
Yeah, it's
another
church.
Spiritual language.
Hath, doth.
Yeah.
Lordus.
Ye. Where art?
Art thou.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I must know.
All right, so this is it. The poem. We good on the poem?
I'm good on the poem.
So this is.
But hold on. No. You don't just get to do. You just get to do a poem. What sequence of thoughts had to happen in a row?
Wait a second. Yeah.
I wanted to come up with a fun little spooky season thing to kick off the episode.
And you typed fun little spooky season thing?
No, I said write me a poem about spooky season.
I'm gonna pull up ChatGPT.
I thought it would be fun to have a cute little poem to start the episode, and you guys just jumped right in.
No, I love it.
Write me a poem about how spooky my boy's cock is. Oh, they can't do it. Oh, it's not doing it.
Okay, do it. My boy's pen.
My boy's pen.
Just do cock.
We'll just replace.
Poem about
a spooky pen.
How spooky.
My boy's pen.
My boy's
pen is.
Yeah.
Pen
you like that?
Is. Very nice. Okay. Oh, it still knows. It knows.
It knows.
It's smarter.
It gets pen is.
It said, I understand you'd like a poem. It's understanding. It's understanding.
At least it's understanding.
It gets it. It gets us. But I cannot generate explicit or inappropriate content, which is bullshit.
Did you put a space?
Yeah, I put.
Pen is.
I put a space. Okay, let me try something else.
About a spooky pen that my boy owns.
Okay,
we're gonna find a way around.
This is good podcast.
And then it writes one with penis in it. Oh,
my boy's got a thick, chubby cock.
It knows.
How about spooky my boy's chicken is?
Pumpkin. Because then it'll get
okay. Just any word.
The right way.
Okay.
Word it the way I said.
Pumpkin is. It's way too long.
Yeah, no, it went all in on mine. I skipped like four stanzas.
Okay, I'm just going to pick this stanza here. For pumpkins like yours, so spooky and bold, are treasures of autumn worth more than gold.
Ooh.
Insert penis.
Okay.
They remind us of tales and folklore's charms as we gather round safe in each other's arms.
On each other's cocks.
On each other's cocks.
Yes. Okay. I like that.
Okay, good.
Should we write gay poetry?
Dude, we need to get into the sus. The sus.
We've been talking about sus rap.
Well, so you know that guy that we worship?
Yeah, what's his name again?
Well, I didn't know his country one is Dixon Dallas.
Dixon Dallas.
He has a million monthly listeners on Spotify. This guy's raking cash.
Yeah, no, he absolutely rips.
And his other project, which is like the pop punk one, is like fucking...
The red was actually kind of
has a couple hundred thousand monthly. So this guy's just making an absolute living off of sus songs. Should but they're actually fire.
I think we should go with more of like a sus, because I don't know if we could write. I guess you guys could. You guys make music, don't you?
Yeah.
You guys can make a full song. I was thinking more of like a sus Weird Al.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, like parodies.
Yeah.
Well, like, we are good at that. We do that every day.
That's what I'm saying. We wake up every morning
and it
comes right to us.
What was today's song? Wonderwall?
Wonderwall.
Wonderwall, we were ripping today heavily.
We also got...
You're my dick and balls.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's so easy.
We were going ham on that.
It's too easy
today.
To do that.
Can we do side project?
Yeah.
If it was like by all three of us, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys write and produce, and I'll lyricize.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get behind that.
A chance for us to really come together. You know, I always feel left out on the music stuff.
Join forces.
That's possible.
It's a chance for me to just really be in there.
To shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
And I'll write the gayest shit, dude. I promise.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay. As long as you promise.
I know for a fact. So poetry's fucking lit.
Okay, yeah. In the news, poetry's up 400%.
Just water. We're good.
I don't know what I've got a couple of like just little things.
Well, I've
got a bunch of those.
I came up with my own entire conspiracy today, and I want the boys to elaborate on this with
okay,
me.
Go for it.
I was going to bring it up.
Go.
So this stemmed from the news that Target is closing 9 stores in 4 major cities, 2 of them being in California, mostly because of this new law, right?
Yeah.
That you can pretty much fucking steal shit everywhere. It says...
The law? Are you going to give the law?
Well, we've talked about it before, but you can... This is only in California specifically, yeah. But you can not be charged for theft for anything under $950.
Yes, okay.
But other states have similar laws, so they are calling them, like, targeted organizational, like, thievery operations, basically. Target. Organized thieving operations. Where people are just going in and ransacking.
Totes. They're calling
it's
totes.
In, like, every major
Toters.
City.
Yeah, they're totes.
It's in, like, every major city right now.
Mm-hmm.
So... I have a conspiracy that Amazon somehow lobbied local governments into doing this to shut down retail stores across the country.
I already love it.
Entirely.
I already love it so much.
You can only order shit online because it's just gotten to the point where CVS closed all their stores in San Francisco.
Boom, I already love it. Yeah, this is the best
There's
conspiracy
already
I've heard
millions
in a while.
Of dollars. Yeah. Target's shutting down 9 of its stores in 4 major cities.
Yes.
They're toppling.
So what you're saying essentially is Bezos... Girl boss the industry.
He girl bossed the industry.
into just saying.
They're just wumpy retail stores.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead and try and buy. Well, and yes.
Because
okay, that's it.
Imagine Target's gone, right? People aren't going to go to Target.com to buy shit. They're going to go to Amazon.
I've never gone to Target.com in my life.
No, you just go to Target.
And Target and Walmart are the only other places
I'm
going
to go
that
to Target.com right now
to
though.
Buy anything.
Exactly.
Really. I'm going to go to Target.com.
What places are getting absolutely ransacked the most? Those two places.
Dude. I went to Target, what was it, Walmart? I went to Walmart the other day. They had a $9.99 thing behind the fucking, the tag that you have to like get someone to open up the thing for you.
Really?
They have like,
locked up stuff for $9.
It was over $10?
It was just like, I don't know what the price was because there was things that were
like $5. But you're saying it was only, like it was that cheap and they still had
to
lock it
up. Yeah, it was $9.
It depends on the, like, it was the item.
Yeah,
like,
so category. It was in electronics.
Electronics. Like razors or self-care stuff is all locked up.
But you could still walk out and smash the box. Like it's in a
plastic. Oh, you could do whatever
box.
You want.
Yeah. Well, no. Oh, no. This is the other part.
Why do you think I'm wearing this mask?
I was at CVS and the batteries were on it. And then I just go and just rip it off. Like I just go to take it off and I just ripped through it because the things are made out of just cardboard.
Oh, it was just locked on the like...
Oh,
yeah, I didn't even notice it was locked, and I just grabbed it and took it right
and
off.
And it ripped the little cover.
And I was like, oh, shit, it was fucking locked on there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's classic. But, no, that I think, yeah, because
Target.com is ass.
So some sort of elaborate, like, lobbying plot or something is putting this into effect.
It's not even that elaborate. Like, how much more is fucking Amazon worth more than Target? It's just got to be worth more, and they'll do it.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, I would say that Target is cheap, but the cheapness compared to just... It just comes down to, can you wait a day? Can you wait one day?
And for me, it's usually...
You could get everything on Amazon for the same or less. The cheapest amount,
yeah.
But can you wait a day? Like, do you need it? It comes down to, do you need it right this minute?
Yeah.
That's why, like, Home Depot and that kind of shit is still in business. Because, like, I need...
Well, think about how much, if there was no retail stores, how much more money they would make where they could do same day on almost everything.
And you know what Amazon wants? Oh,
yeah, because they're just making that much money to where they could be like, yeah, we'll deliver it in 3 hours.
Yeah, literally.
You know how we check this? As soon as either of the two go out of business, we see who buys the fucking location.
Turns like if
Amazon buys it as a warehouse.
Oh my god! Warehouse. No. Like if they had a warehouse for every time.
I'm writing that down. Writing it down.
That'd be perfect. You're getting it today every time because you could get today's shipping now.
So did you know type in track Amazon warehouse purchases?
Yeah, 9 months from now.
Yeah, like 9 months reminder.
Let this baby breed.
Let that really fucking
let that go.
Sublimate.
Similar to coagulate.
9 months from now. That's going at the top of my list of future reminders.
Yeah, I could bet that'll be a thing.
I mean, yeah, that's not even, first of all, did you come up with that yourself?
No, he didn't.
Did you see a tweet of a TikTok or something?
I swear he saw something on accident, forgot about it, and then his subconscious like, you're hella smart.
No, I swear my life. All I did was screenshot this.
What was it?
Just the Instagram story that I saw.
Okay, and you...
And I literally
just... You fulgamated that yourself.
I just came up with that.
You fulgamated
it. I'm sure I'm not the only person to have thought of something like that, but...
No, don't shortchange yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
You're at the front lines.
I am.
You're in the trenches.
I'm in the trenches.
You're out here fighting.
This is a huge moment.
I might get murdered for this.
First of all, if you do get murdered...
We know who did it.
I want your body next day. We know why.
Bezos.
Conspiracy. Yeah. If he gets murdered, conspiracy proved.
If he gets murdered, it's true.
That might be the easiest way to confirm a conspiracy. If someone says something and then dies.
No, because I haven't died yet.
Well, that's how we know none of yours are real.
I know.
No, I mean, that happens all the fucking time, though. You're like, okay, well, that was for sure real.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's some crazy... Alex Jones would be fucking... No, I guess he's always wrong, too.
No, he's right.
He's actually weirdly right.
He should be dead, then. If anyone.
I feel like they let him be real because no one believes
him. Yeah, no one believes him. No one believes him. He has literally dug his own grave already.
Yeah.
No one believes anything.
The Sandy Hook one, he went too far and it just...
Dude, I can't believe he couldn't...
As soon as he did that.
How could you not think of the angle that, hey, I look crazy?
What do you mean? That's why he's so big.
I look and sound crazy.
But also...
Is he just giving us facts without yelling at us?
Is he only crazy because he's been right for so long and no one listens to him?
No, he's crazy because he's loud and obnoxious.
When that drag...
Yeah, his presentation is bad. No,
I always want him to be right.
No, but we've only seen him since he's gotten super popular and you only see like the viral crazy clips. Like, he's been doing this shit for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just been right so many times and no one will listen to
him. Has he ever been wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But he's been right on some big ass shit for sure.
Like the frogs.
Yeah, they're turning people.
No, that was when he's right on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is it? The chemicals that are going in the water or something?
Yeah.
It's increasing our estrogen levels.
Yeah. Boom.
But saying it's turning the frogs gay versus
that's clicks, baby.
Water,
that's
the showbiz. Water does have some or whatever it is aspect.
But that's also like this guy has 10 hours of content a week and we see like a 30 second clip once a month.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about with Alex Jones? Remember there's a guy, some writer, who there's a thing about like his day, right? And he's like, oh, wake up, snort six lines.
Oh, this is like, the guy who made the movie Blow.
Yes, that guy.
You'd be surprised how many artists do this.
But so that's what I'm saying. Alex Jones, when he dies, there's gonna be something that comes out and it says Alex Jones wakes up in the morning, like takes 4 Tesla pills. Like
eat 10 frogs.
Yeah. It's gonna be the same sort of thing to where he's like right before he goes on camera, he fucking rips 6 lines and fucking takes like a fucking 8 ounces of mushrooms and just starts going.
Yeah.
There's no way he's not on that same level.
It's definitely ecstasy all day.
It has to be something.
Yeah. Or like
what the fuck was that guy's name?
Or like a fucking nicotine patch, but it's Coke. That's him.
Yeah, he's
a Coke patch.
He's butting Coke.
Yeah, he's butting Coke. And he has a slower.
He butts an 8-ball right before he goes on cam.
Yeah, it's like super dense Coke that you put in your butt, and it only dissolves like over a long period
super
of time.
Super dense Coke.
Yeah, it's like
Big Bang Coke, Like it's super dense.
Yeah, compact. It's very dense.
Yeah.
It's pressurized.
Oh, it's Hunter S. Thompson.
No, it's like a jawbreaker of Coke.
He wrote Fear and Loathing in Las
Vegas. But you put it in your ass.
It's slow release, yeah. But it's
a
thick.
Slow rake at yeah. Ass cock or ass coke breaker.
There ass cock coke.
Ass
perfect.
Coke breaker.
an XR cocaine yeah. pill.
An XR cocaine ass jawbreaker.
But turned up to 50 migs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 migs, baby. Suck it.
This is a question for you guys. I just want to know your answer.
I hope so. That's what
I'm
questioning.
I just want to know straight up. I don't want a whole like explanation. Okay. I just want to know your direct answer to this.
Okay.
Is it weirder to make eye contact with someone while you're drinking from a fountain, like a water fountain, or to close your eyes while you're doing it?
Fuck.
Can you run it back? I need a picture it in my mind.
You're drinking from a water fountain in a public place.
Yes.
Is it weirder to while you're tilted make eye contact with someone who's like maybe waiting, or to close your eyes while you do it?
Because closing your eyes is kind of sus.
Also, the eye contact's kind of sus depending it's like, on who's there.
If your eyes are closed, you're like, why is that so good for
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your eyes are closed yeah. and you look way too happy.
Yeah. Why are you enjoying it so much?
And bent down?
But see, this is what I didn't want. This is what yeah. I didn't want. I just want the answer. I just want to pick. What's the question again?
Eyes closed or eye contact while you're drinking from a water fountain?
What's weirder?
Yeah.
Eyes closed, because eye contact means the person's also looking at you.
Well, they're waiting for you to finish, so they're looking at you.
They're looking at you either way, so it's whether or not your eyes are open or closed.
They're looking at you, and they see your eyes closed.
But they're looking at you in the eyes. That's the weirder part.
Well, but it's because you assert. Think about when someone's drinking the water fountain in front of you, you're like, hurry the fuck up. Like,
no, I'm patient.
I think you assert dominance and stare them dead in the eyes.
That's
yeah. That's how you know you're both are in it to win it.
I had a moment yesterday at the gym where I was drinking from the water fountain, and I looked at me. I looked, and there was someone waiting, and they were looking right at me, and I like looked at them, and I thought to myself, should I close my eyes?
That'd be weirder. You're like sitting there, all of a sudden you close.
Okay, it's like just imagine me like looking at you, and then I'm just like,
yeah, it's definitely. If you start,
I don't
off,
like whatever that was.
Yeah. You don't like that.
Opposite yeah. of that.
Okay, it's well, definitely weirder if I know. If you start looking at them, then it creates a whole new dynamic.
Mm.
Like if you close your eyes after you've already looked at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But or do you hold the eye contact? Because I'm not looking away. I'm not losing dominance. I'm not dominance. Dominoes, dominance.
Jesus. You're bent over sucking something and you think you have dominance?
Yeah.
Yeah. No if way. I'm bent over sucking something and I can hold eye contact longer than you can, that's dominance and it's fucking
that
definition.
That is pure dominance.
If you look away first while I'm
yeah. You're fucking me, but I'm dominating you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's way worse to close your eyes.
Okay.
Because then you just got dominated. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
here
we're
going to
take a quick break
here
from the show.
Go.
Because
jokes.
It's fucking spooky season, it's motherfuckers.
Spooky season.
And there's nothing
Garrett.
Worse
what
than
season
having...
What season is it?
It's spooky as shit. Yeah,
nothing scarier than a fucking set of hairy balls.
Yeah, and there's nothing, literally nothing scarier than that John's cock.
And there's untrimmed, nothing.
Yeah.
Untrimmed by the doctor.
Yes.
The day you were born uncircumcised. Yeah.
So this
Manscaped doesn't do circumcisions.
Manscaped can't circumcise you because it can't cut your shit, dude. It's
yes.
too good.
It's a no nick technology.
It's all
no
dude,
nick.
It's tech. Low nick.
Check
no
the
nick.
USPTA.
Go
nick. They've got the patent.
But keep that in mind this spooky season because Manscaped are committed to helping men around the world walk and talk with some swagger this season with the best grooming tools on the market.
Try and fucking do a circumcision with one of their things. You can't.
Yeah, you can.
I've tried to do it. I've tried. I promise. I'm not.
So even when you're dressed as Ken and your dumb girlfriend's dressed as Barbie. Mm-hmm. You'll have an uncensored but fully trimmed cock.
Join, you'll still be bulged up.
Join the 9 million men worldwide. That seems like a small number.
It's not, though.
It should be 4 billion.
Well, if you think about how many it should be, yeah.
How many men are there on Earth? That's how many it should be.
At least 4 billion.
And then it should be times two.
Yeah.
Yeah, double it.
Yeah. Because
you should have
Manscaped.
Two.
Let's go, baby. But anyways, you should trust us and fucking head over to this.
Yeah, dude, if anyone knows balls.
Yeah. The boys know their
the boys
balls.
Know balls.
Yeah. The boys know big
coming from
fat.
Guys who frequently have them inside their mouth, we know balls.
Yeah, you want to know how to taste them?
You can't taste them as good with hair.
You That's cannot.
True. Manscaped.
Manscaped. But enjoy this offer this spooky season. 20% off and free shipping. If you go through the boys, code NOFOMO at checkout.
Manscaped.com. That's N-O-F-M-O.
Don't neglect your beautiful self.
I don't think we've ever spelled it before. That's huge.
Get right this spooky season with Manscaped and NOFOMO. NOFOMO at checkout. Gang, gang. Back to the show.
Gang, gang.
All right, go for it, Jack.
You ready for this? Okay. You ready?
I'm crunching away over here.
You get to ask your boy one question on a lie detector. What are you asking him?
That's good.
That's gnarly. Why are you gay?
Have you had a gay thought towards me?
Yeah, right? That's exactly what I'm saying. Even if it was bad. That's what I'm saying. It's like one time when we were talking and joking around, you could ever count a chub.
The energy? Yeah.
Has to be that.
Like we're laying in a bed hungover, we're giggling or whatever and some shit.
We're giggling a little too hard in a dark room alone.
Because you know the answer for you is also
so we
you just want to justify.
So we all thought it.
Yeah. Okay. But okay. Wait, one thing going
Move on.
No, we can elaborate.
Yeah.
This is just kind of goes with like the same scenario.
Specific sightings?
This kind of goes with the same scenario. It's a little advice for our Ocean Pacific bros out there. This is a gym we go to. We're new here. We've been going. If you're a muscle guy, you're wearing one of those nipple tanks, and you're in the outside section, and you're sitting on the little swing chairs that they have. If you're swinging back and forth and giggling at each other outside in the sun, stop, unless you're going to invite me, because it looked like a fun-ass time.
It looks like an absolute
ball. The other day, me and Morg were there. I saw these two guys. They had a camera set up in the corner.
They had a camera set up?
They were like definitely filming their lifts, guys. Like nipple tanks.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there and they're swinging so hard on the swings. Like, and they're swinging. And
well,
they're
gosh, just, their legs are so big and strong.
Because they're just, and they're swinging back and forth and they look at each other and they're just like, ooh. And I was like, yo, invite me first.
Dude, I have so many bones to pick with strong guys, actually, now that I think about it.
Break it down.
Okay. You're not stronger than me.
I could be stronger than you if I wanted to.
I see you. You're not stronger than me.
Keep it going.
I see what you're trying to do, and it's not working.
Yeah, no, okay. Absolutely not.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
If you're big, you don't also get to be loud. And you don't also get to talk about girls in public so that other people can hear.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
You also don't get to be loud while you're lifting, and you don't get to wear super little stuff at the gym. I'm sorry.
I don't understand this, and I'll never understand it. Why is it the jacker you get, the tighter your the more bikini strap you get?
Yeah.
Like, why the more jacked you get, do you have to get more, like less?
Like, it's the more obvious it is that you're big, the less you wear.
Yeah,
like,
I can see it more, and you're wearing less. Yeah, I
mean, it'd be cool if you have a fat ass and you're a girl. Like, you just,
it's kind of, yeah.
Now we're talking.
It's kind of the same mentality as a girl getting a massive fat rack, but wearing, like, barely covering her nipples.
Yeah, that is okay.
Yeah, we'd like that.
But the other way, it's like, it's cool to be jacked if you don't look like the guy that's trying to look like the guy that's jacked. Does that make sense?
I think that's
a big part of it.
I do
get it.
Like, it's cool to be jacked if it's, like, low-key.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, you're jacked, brother. Holy shit. But I mean, if you're, like, yelling and shit, then you can fucking eat your own ass.
I think the big thing for me was just, like, if you guys are going to have a good time and be little gay bros together, invite me.
Yeah. Be there with
That's
me.
That's fair.
Like, they look like they're having I've never seen two guys. They were kicking their feet out swinging.
Yeah.
Like, getting the extended.
Why is there a swing at the gym?
The outside section has, like, these little chairs that you can sit on that are on ropes and you can swing out.
Sounds lit.
And I heard the
Might have to start going to the gym.
I heard the happiest little giggle out of them, and I was like, fuck.
They were pretty
Me
happy,
Me and Morg
guys.
Never do that anymore.
Probably should get more jacked.
But, sorry for the tangent there. We're sticking with...
I feel like there's one more thing to do here.
I think there's a lot of embarrassing questions you could ask. Like, have you ever jacked off to, like, a weird porn?
Yeah.
Like, if you had one lie detector question. Like...
Who's your best friend?
Oh, no, but it has to be yes or no question for lie detector.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lie detector.
No, you have to do yes or no. Though.
I think for accuracy, it does.
Yeah,
it has to be. They ask you, like,
so you could say, am I your best friend? Am I your best friend?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And the answer is no.
Baseline questions are like, is your name this?
Yeah.
Do you live at this address?
Yeah. Or is your dick bigger than mine?
Mm. Hard or soft?
That's, yeah. Then you have to.
Soft? Absolutely.
You have to act.
Yeah.
You have to add those in.
Yeah, so one of those.
Am I your best friend would be another good one.
Am I your best friend is a good one.
Yeah, and then the answer is no, and then they're telling the truth.
If you're me.
Yeah.
That was sad. That ruined my fucking night.
It's funny because in my head I thought you said the fucking opposite. That was a good question though.
That's a good one. Think on that. Think on that.
That is good.
Next episode we're getting a lie detector.
Should we get a lie detector for one?
And can we get the weird guy that's in the corner, like, working it?
Oh, yeah, I want a fucking absolute, like, Ocean's 11, the guy who sweats when he's trying
to
do
Wait, we totally should rent a fucking lie detector guy?
I'm going to look up how much it is. Like, a stringy-haired type guy.
Yeah, like, serial killer looking.
Yeah.
Is masturbating.
He's, like, super tall for no reason.
Lanky, very stringy hair.
Yeah, very stringy hair. Greasy.
Super thin glasses.
Yeah.
Smells like Korean barbecue almonds.
Smells like very, yeah.
Guys, we're almost just talking about me.
Okay. I don't think you guys are ready for this answer.
1,500?
Several hundred to a few thousand is the answer for how expensive a lie detector is.
Like, what differentiates you, right?
Let me just type in polygraph.
I don't think you just can't buy one of them.
A lie detector?
I don't know if you can just go out and buy
one. Yeah, you can.
Maybe we have to find like a shutdown police.
Super accurate ones.
Yeah, they're at Target. By Amazon wants them.
Polygraph machine price. Okay, you can get a bunch of bullshit ones for like $300, which might be better.
Yeah.
No.
That'd be way better if they're just wrong the whole time and we're just trying to debate our way out.
Yeah, let's just get one that.
That would be fun, actually. You actually don't know if it's right or wrong, and you just get to play off of the.
You're just like, no, this one, dude, it's bullshit.
We should just do like an app that it just hears you and it's like, oh.
Well, okay, here's the question. We don't have to buy one. We just hire a guy for an hour. That's got to be doable.
What do you mean hire a guy for an hour?
Like someone who does lie detecting?
Like just by looking at you?
No, you hire a guy who has one. They come for an hour.
No, fuck. Isn't that what we're doing?
I thought you were talking about how much it costs to buy a lie detector.
Why the fuck would we buy a lie detector?
Okay, so obviously it's not a few $100,000 to fucking hire a lie detector guy.
I'm saying fucking, I got $70 on it.
I'd put $7 on it.
Yeah.
Wait, why don't we just buy one on Amazon and return it?
We could do that.
That's why they did the Target shit conspiracy
That's
theory
what
comes
I just
back.
Said, dude. We could do that easy.
Write that down.
Write that down. 9 months.
9 months from now?
I don't know if they have like legit ass ones on here, but.
They probably are. They got them from
Target. I'll look into it.
Okay, please.
Sort by height.
Because we could just do the 30 minutes. Get them at the half price.
Oh, yeah. No, they have real ones that are like $1,000. And we'll just return it.
Yeah, we'll just return it after we use it. Because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Instead of gay, bro.
Dude, this sounds bullshit, bro. Yeah.
This thing thinks I'm fucking gay.
All right, you guys ready for some... You teasing still? Or can I tease?
No, I'm going to put this...
You're out of teasing? You're done teasing me?
I'm done.
Okay.
Hit me.
Which of your intrusive thoughts would be the best if you had to do it every time?
If I had to do it every
time. It's fucked up because the ones that went through my head, I can't say.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I already had the intrusive thoughts while you...
What are those? No, I thought the thoughts he wanted me to say, but I can't.
Literally can't say them.
What are the intrusive... okay, the ones I can't say, or I could say these ones, some of them.
Like, it's just best.
All
best
I
want to
say is the first
bad.
Two that popped in my head could not say out loud on camera.
Ones that would be the best if I had to do them every time would just be like... murder this fucking...
that would be the best.
That was
like,
one of mine.
Yeah. Like, this guy's fucking walking too slow, beat him in the back of the neck.
Murder, just kill.
Yeah. Or, like, just kicking out the back of somebody's leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like someone in a wheelchair is in front of you and you're, like, slashed tires.
You know what would be good? Crashing your fucking car into somebody. Like just ramming somebody, hitting a pedestrian.
Oh,
That's a fucking
Another good one, and this one's a little maybe quiche. Yeah. It's a little outside there. Jumping off a bridge.
You're just like,
I can get into it.
That's only fun for half a time.
And then, like a high balcony.
I could do that once.
Yeah. Oh, or like jumping off something high. Like, what if I just fucking...
My intrusive thoughts would be real. Like the amount of them that I'd have to do would be so short if I...
Yeah.
Like the amount of times you peek off like a balcony in like a tall building.
You're like, what if I did it?
Yeah. You're like, dude, crazy. I could Superman land off this.
I'm not that depressed. Fucking.
Yeah, I'm not that depressed. I swear I'm not that depressed.
But having to drink every time that you think about it.
Ooh.
Would be pretty.
Oh, that doesn't.
That's called alcohol.
That doesn't happen for me that often.
Nope. It doesn't happen that often.
Oh, yeah, totally doesn't.
But tell me, so tell me if it happens once you have one and then you're just like, oh, what if you had another? Like, as soon as you have one, it's just like, let's have another, let's have another, let's have another.
Oh, if you just, oh, so yeah, as soon as you had one thought about it, then you had to do it. Then your next thought would be like, oh, I definitely don't want to do it.
Yeah, you'd see another one.
Yeah,
or bumps would be tough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you.
You died.
If you had to do your intrusive thoughts on drugs.
Yeah. Another one would just be constantly
you'd be dead in one day.
Not only the intrusive thoughts about drugs, but the intrusive thoughts you have when you're on drugs.
Or like, you know, anytime you watch a movie and someone's doing drugs in the movie.
Yeah.
Like if you watch like The Sopranos or something and they were doing a line in it, you'd be dead in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You'd be game over.
Oh, yeah. Try sitting through Wolf of Wall Street and come out alive. With every
soon as that rule gets enacted, you watch Wolf of Wall Street.
You're done. Yeah, you would definitely get alcoholism very quickly, or like buying shit.
Alcoholism, or I just start having to tell people I have Tourette's because I'd just be fucking screaming shit at people. Like when you're walking anywhere and you're just like, get out of that way.
Or like running over the person who like gives you the when you stopped like before the stop sign.
Oh,
they're like, ooh,
oh, yeah, you creeped a little bit.
I'm like, I fucking stopped.
Yeah, bitch. I did that fucking like an hour and a half ago. This guy looked at me in the CVS parking lot. I was just like, we're going like 3 miles an hour. Oh. I'm just like,
I had an actual great moment of that the other day. I was driving and these two Karen like.
Wait, are we leaving the AC on purpose?
Oh, shit.
Did we forget about that?
Brought to you by AC Blasting. If you didn't hear any of this, you didn't hear any of this last
one. Why was it louder when you turned it off?
Did you turn it off?
Oh, shit.
We're on, boys.
That part was probably lit. Holy shit. Okay, but this is a scenario I had.
John's drunk, dude. Look at him.
I'm so I got a little buzz.
We got to start drinking more.
I got a little buzz going.
It's so much fun.
I'm driving. There's these people standing outside. I'm driving. And they're standing outside their house. They're like looking at everyone upset about something. And as I'm driving by, I hit them with like the face they're making. And both of them are just like, they give it back to me.
They
gave it back.
That's savagery.
Yeah.
Is that why you bought the ski mask? You're feeling hella dangerous with it.
Are we going back there after the episode?
Huh? Those people?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's the same house. This is the same house that this is by my old house. I was driving someone home.
Okay.
And this house at night, the garage above it has this like flashing, like weird, like flickering light. And every time I drive past it and I see it, I have an intrusive thought.
Oh, you've told me about this house. It's on the hill?
Yeah, it's on the hill. I have this intrusive thought that the reason the light is flashing isn't because it's a malfunctioning light. I think someone's stuck in the attic. There's someone that is chained up there, and the only thing they can do is flicker that light, and they're trying to tell people that they're stuck up there.
That's your intrusive.
Dude, we should go break into that house.
I'm sure of it. I'm like, there's no way it flickers like this for this long for any other reason than there's someone's trapped up there.
We should.
And I think we need to call the police.
We should go break into it.
I think we need to call them. There's someone up there. I guarantee you there's going to be a news story. San Diego, couple has...
child chained in
multiple attic. People chained up in a garage.
Yeah,
guy. And I'm going to sit there and be like, damn, I could have saved him months ago.
Who needs the police when you have a ski mask and the boys?
Let's get in there.
Yeah,
let's
go. Two boys and a ski mask.
Climb that fucker.
No, this is how you test it. We need a laser pointer.
I'll tell you this. I'm invincible to cameras.
Invisible?
You are invincible to cameras.
Invisible or invincible?
Invincible. But what is he? Is it a red light or a regular light?
No, it's like a garage light, like an outside light for like your driveway.
Oh, so we just got to go with a flashlight and give him Morse code back and see if he responds.
Maybe.
That's definitely.
Okay, so what I mean
is it inside in the attic?
No, it's outside. Okay, but so it's where the it's
you think
where
he's outside.
You could reach the electricity, maybe. Like maybe they opened up a little.
We Morse coded
2x4.
Like there's no
way. I need to learn Morse code.
Like there's no way they've let that. Like imagine if you're inside trying to sleep and that's just blasting all night.
Yeah. No, like, it's outside.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying that even if it's outside, it's outside your window.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. It's probably not somebody stuck up there.
Dude, I'm saying they would have fixed it.
Okay,
unless
yeah.
someone's triggering it.
Dude, I just thought of how fucked up it would be if I was stuck up in an attic and I was trying to act like I learned Morse code or act like I knew Morse code up there. Just like, fuck, I don't know.
You're just doing anything, hoping somebody drive by notices it.
And you're the guy that's out there, and I'm just like, fuck, I'm staying in here.
I'm the only person that's driven by, and I'm like, I don't know Morse code.
Yeah. those are the things I hope you get a life replay on when you go to heaven or hell. It's like when you fucking thought you lost that thing so long ago, it was like fucking
right there
in some crazy place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun.
Or you should have just known Morse code and you would have saved a family.
I could have saved a fucking entire fucking village of people.
Village?
Oh, that's a fucking good question. What would you ask God when you fucking get up there? He knows everything.
What would I ask God?
Yeah.
How'd you
make it? No, not God. Let's just say somebody that knows everything.
Okay.
Because God's going to be like, I don't like you that much.
What would I ask? Like if I could replay my life?
Yeah. What would you want to see for sure?
Like what was my highest potential if I would have like just gone for everything?
That's dark.
Right?
That's dark.
Oh, why don't you just shoot for everything?
Well, no, I'm just saying like what if I could have been like
LeBron James?
Yeah, I could have been the president.
I'd like a replay of all my sexual deviance.
Oh, just this. I can get into
like
that.
an overhead.
How many beep. Dudes could I have fucked?
Oh, yeah. How many dudes did I think were trying to fuck me were actually trying to fuck me?
That's a good one.
How many dudes
how
tried
many
to,
times was I
how many dudes
homophobic?
Wanted to fuck me?
How many dudes wanted to fuck me?
How many dudes, if I was into them, I have fucked?
That's a better question. If I was gay or straight, which way would I have gotten
which way
laid?
Would I have a higher,
which would I have gotten laid more?
How would I have gotten more ass?
Ooh, would I have found more pure love if I was gay?
That would fuck you
damn
up.
Damn, I'm hella gay this episode.
I'm gonna have margarita in me, bro.
Fucking two beers, we're all like, I'd ask if my boys were gay
these
about
things,
me.
These things are two drinks per cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Morgan's had a couple glasses of wine. A couple cocktails, and we're like, what if we were fucking gay?
This is the gay zone.
The dark gay zone.
God, what if I was gay? Would I be happier?
Yeah, and we turn on a blue light, and everybody's like, fuck.
I felt like I got gypped down there. What if I was gay? Would it have been better?
that's good shit.
What else you got, Piggy?
Let's see here. If you could pick one argument or like type of argument to always be right about, what would it be?
Any argument with your girlfriend?
No, but there's specificity here.
Well, that's a type of argument with your girlfriend.
There's a specific type
of
argument.
No, that's too broad.
Is it? It's just called a dumb argument.
let me just say I like that answer.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a clear answer. That's why it's too easy.
Okay.
Duh, of course, always right there. Who else are you fucking arguing with?
No, I'm saying winning any dumb argument, basically.
I think that's arguing what someone said. Like in the past would be a good one.
Like
no,
having,
I didn't say that.
Having the recollection.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Having the record show.
Yeah, having the record
having
show.
Having a stenographer.
Yeah, like
down.
You said fucking blah, blah, blah.
That's pretty good.
Like, no, I didn't. I never said I was gay. What? And then we pull up the podcast. Yeah. And then we pull up this episode.
I think like being the, or saying the right way to do something.
Oh, and then like someone thinking you're wrong and then they find out you're right.
Yeah, like, you're like, the best way to do it is actually this. And they're like, nah.
And then they figure out later. Yeah. And I'm like, I said that like an hour ago. And they're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the saying it. It's a good one.
Any, or honestly, if you want specificity, anything that someone challenges you on, like aggressively, if they're like, no, I know this.
Oh, like facts?
Yeah. If they were like, absolutely not, no, this you're way wrong. You're
those used to hit like, way harder before phones. Do you remember like middle school arguments?
Well, but
he'd be like, dude, I swear to God, I know this is true. It's like you might have seen it on like a fucking Discovery Channel show the day before.
Wait, how did
people be like, no? And then you'd be like, well, fucking have a teacher look it up. Yeah. Like you'd have no way of just pulling it up.
But the thing about those is it wasn't necessarily who was right. It was who was able to argue it better.
Yeah, charisma.
They were more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, how did we get through middle school without that?
Because we had the race.
We would just say, no, my dad told me.
My dad told me that shit.
Maybe not
what
yet,
else? But. What type of argument?
There's so many good ones.
Any, I mean, name an argument you want to be wrong in.
Yeah.
Well, no shit.
But like, what would be the pinnacle to be best?
Like, at? If I was just always right about one of them.
Political? No, I could give a fuck about.
I think like a psychology based one.
Statistics would be good.
Statistics would be really good.
Yeah. But those are also so stupid because like, yeah. Oh, you memorize a stat. It would be really good to be good about like.
It would because
99% of the time I'm wrong.
I think so you would like to be right.
I'd like to be right when I'm shooting out like random statistics.
Fucking are, yeah.
Yeah, when I shoot out fucking a 2004 thing.
So the answer is anything.
Yeah, whatever I say, it's like fucking.
I think
one out of three people is gay or something.
Something like psychology to where like you could say something like the reason you think that is because this.
Oh, but you can mansplain them?
Yeah,
but also that's so. Objective is or subjective.
Well, but if I'm always right, no one's gonna ever check me.
That's
true.
Yeah,
he's right. If you're right, you're right. You're right.
Like five times in a row, I'm right. Like someone's like, "Fuck you!" I'm gonna Google it.
They're gonna
and I'm
stop
right.
Checking. They're gonna stop fact checking.
And then I'm just like, ah. So basically, the question is, what would you like to know?
What would you like to?
Oh, what would you like to actually know?
No, anything about your fucking mom? I would love to know. For sure.
Like my mom?
Yeah, anything, anyone's mom. Like, I'm just saying, we have an argument, I'm like, your fucking mom.
Mom jokes are always 100% great. Yeah.
Your mom sucked 1,500 dicks.
You call her and ask her, and she's like, yes, honey.
Yeah. If I'm right about your mom all the time,
that would suck every time.
That's a rebuttal to any argument of all time.
Yeah, you win everything right there.
That's it.
The first three times you call her up and ask her, she's like, yeah, how'd you know that? Like, oh, man.
Yeah, that would hit.
And then eventually it just gets to the point where Morgan's just throwing out the most absurd facts about your mom. And you're just like, stop.
You're like, mom, in 76, did you suck a dick in the back of a fucking like Denny's parking lot? And she's like... You're like,
I'm never arguing with Morgan ever.
My mom would never do that.
Oh yeah, call her.
Yep,
never starting an argument with Morgan.
Professor's dick for a fucking C-.
Morgan gets away with the most chaste arguments of all time because we're scared to rebuttal him.
Oh, you'd never fuck up an argument.
No,
the best
part about that, if you were right about every kind of like one subject, you could start lying.
Yeah,
and no one would check you after a certain point. Like if you got enough in a row right.
Mm-hmm.
You could just be like, fuck it. Like,
yeah, it'd be so hard to talk to you ever.
Yeah. Like, if I had to call my mom five times in a row and she admitted to everything, on the sixth time, you're like, yeah, your mom fucked Neil Armstrong on the moon. You'd be like, fuck yeah.
I get to a point where it's like, I know you're right. I just can't hear my mom say it anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to call her.
I don't want to hear it. I can't call her.
I'm about to fuck your mom later tonight.
Yo.
And you're just like.
Mom.
I'm not calling her.
But I'm still right.
And we're in a group of people and they're like, call her.
Shows you the Southwest flight confirmation.
Holy fuck. That was a good one.
Fuck.
I think.
Wait, how much we had on that?
107? An hour seven.
I think we saved these.
But fucking, we had a good like 10, 15 minutes in between.
No, I mean, I still got fucking gas.
Like, give us one more.
One more gas?
Yeah, I got a little bit more drink. I got three more drinks. Okay.
How many times do you think your dad thought about asking to abort you? Thought of.
Okay, so to answer this question truthfully, my parents told me that I was an accident. And because I was an accident, I know there's no way that my dad hadn't asked at least triple digit times.
Triple digit?
Double digit. There's no way. Okay.
Double digit.
I had... a scenario of this type and I asked quadruple digit.
Yeah. Okay.
I think triple digit is not even that early because you at least ask
once a day.
Five times a day for at least the first couple weeks before it gets like too far.
Mm-hmm. You ask five times a day.
It's not a direct ask. You're not like, hey, are we not gonna have them? You're just like, hey, so what do you think of it?
You walk in the room like every 5 minutes just sweating bullets.
It's like you just walk in there and you're like, dude, diapers are $72 a fucking pack right now.
Did you have some more time to think about it? Sweetie?
Yeah, you whip up a whole spreadsheet of all the fucking expenses.
Yeah. I'd say confidently, my parents didn't want me.
Okay, so I know for my dad just said this nonchalant as fuck.
Okay.
He was like, I'm surprised that you...
I'm ready.
Good. I'm ready. By the grace of God, you don't have like four or five other siblings or something.
I thought you were gonna say, "I'm surprised you made."
No, it was another.
We tried.
We tried to take your ass out multiple times.
We sent the fucking nuke.
We sent the cavalry after you.
We tried to shove Accutane up there. Fucking like I kicked her down the stairs.
We sent the cavalry in there.
Dude, how are you up, kid? How are you fucking up? Gut punches don't work anymore. By the grace.
Your mom's a warrior.
No, but he said some shit like there were like six or seven others. And I was like, what did you just say, bro? I'm still your child.
Six or seven others? Holy shit.
It's the hot and sweaty episode.
To go on a, like a nicer note.
Yeah, right.
There's no way my dad's first thought wasn't, let's not keep it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's why it was thought.
Like she brought it, oh, I'm pregnant, and his first thought was like, wanna be? Are you sure? Wanna be? And then she was like, yes, and he was like, absolutely, of course. Yeah, I just want to make sure you wanted it.
No, I was testing you.
Yeah, I definitely want him.
I don't know why I just thought
we'll have the nurse name him.
But I just thought of myself asking that question and then just cutting back to you screaming with the fucking ski mask. That's the clip right there. It's just like, how many times you think, oh, it's over.
Well, that one got dark.
Yeah,
that's a good,
spooky might be a good season's off to a fucking heater.
It's, yeah, the lights are for fucking spooky season, dude. And we're switching
lights
the
are good.
Yeah.
I'm going to get these every time.
Yeah, those we got to start boozing.
We're each
again.
Getting our own individual format.
We got to start boozing way harder, more often.
I'm going to get these for us.
I tried to get the Thunder
These
roll.
Are only $10.99. Yeah.
For four?
For four.
And they're double.
They're doubles.
We need to start drinking a lot more often.
Okay, let's do this. We have a couple things set up that we need to do.
Okay.
Burp. It's called burp.
First one.
Drink.
We're going to do spooky season.
Yeah.
Second one, let's get absolutely fucking shit hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, we have this. We're in a garage now for those people.
I can't tell.
Soundproof.
We're in a studio.
It's soundproof.
We're not in a garage.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, let me cut this. We're in a studio now for the people.
Yeah, we have a sick ass studio. Super expensive studio. You can see the garage door light behind it. Oh, we got to cover that up.
No, but we made some
Wait, Jay, we have a spot for the no FOMO sign now.
That's what I'm saying.
Right on the wall right there.
I'll cut it out.
No, I'm saying it doesn't need to block it. We have a spot to actually mount it right behind him.
Oh, true. But yeah, we have a fucking, it's getting there.
We have a garage.
Yeah,
we have
we're putting setup. It together.
We have a setup with fucking hella screens and shit and lights and shit. Mics and shit.
All right. For every Wednesday in October, we're getting fucking shit.
Let's get fucking belligerent. We're going to get, we got to get back to the roots.
This is bullshit.
And that was episode 60.